Last Tuesday's primaries again produced typical results. Both President Biden and former President Trump easily won nomination elections in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. The respective Republican primary in all but Illinois again drew thousands more voters than their Democratic counterpart. In all, 26 states have held presidential primaries or caucuses to date. Yet in only the Democratic strongholds of California, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Washington, did more people choose to vote in the Democratic primary. More problematic for the president's campaign, the list includes 11 states that Mr. Biden carried in 2020. Chalk up a big mistake for the polling community, as the very tight Ohio Republican Senate contest that all involved pollsters predicted proved to be a landslide for businessman Bernie Moreno. The victor will now move into the long general election cycle against three-term Senator Sherrod Brown. It turns out that Mr. Moreno would have been nominated even if Ohio were a runoff state. He captured majority support at 50.6%, and even getting just half of the Republican turnout meant more votes than Senator Brown received in his unopposed Democratic primary. The result is another big win for former President Trump, who, along with Republican Senator J.D. Vance, had endorsed Mr. Moreno. The victory margin was so complete that Mr. Moreno carried all of Ohio's 88 counties. The University of Maryland, partnering with the Washington Post, released a new survey of the Maryland Senate race that shows former Republican Governor Larry Hogan building a strong lead in this most Democratic of states. Mr. Hogan leads Democratic U.S. Representative David Trone 47-39%, while his advantage would expand to 50-36 if Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks were his general election opponent. The Hogan candidacy has definitely put Maryland, heretofore an untouchable state for Republicans in a Senate race, very much in play for November. While the California vote totals are still not complete from the March 5th Super Tuesday primary, the battle for second qualifying position in the open 16th congressional district continues to grow tighter. The latest vote iteration, with an estimated 400 votes remaining to count, is literally down to a two-vote margin. Democratic Assemblyman Evan Lowe now leads San Mateo County Supervisor and former state Senator Joe Simidian 30,211 to 30,209. It is obvious we will see a recount when all the votes are finally tabulated. The Secretary of State has until April 12th to certify the election, and it is likely the tabulation process for this race will consume every bit of the allowable time. San Jose former Mayor Sam Liccardo has already clinched the first general election position. Democratic incumbent Anna Eschew is retiring. She was first elected in 1992. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.